Janet?
No.
Shereen Roberts votes yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray? One moment, please. I have 10-3-1. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting. The amendment passes. We go back to...
We have time.
I'm sorry, we have time?
No. What, okay, do we have, what do we have left on this?
Carolyn, on the factories, I have...
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're out of time.
Provisos, right?
I think we have to finish these provisos and vote on WBAI's budget and then their next budget, as I understand it.
There are no more budgets, right?
So we have two budgets remaining and two provisos remaining on BAI.
Okay, we're going to have to go to the...
On procedure, this is
who
Margie.
Is this?
Margie.
Yes.
I move that we extend another 20 minutes.
I'm thankful.
Is there any objection to extending another 20 minutes? Okay, we're extended another 20 minutes. We'll now go back to the stack on the original, on the motion. The person I had was Kim, then Carolyn.
Okay, point of information.
Yes, Benito, point of information.
Okay, I'm confused. I see the email that Serene sent at, what was it, 10:50?
No.
I see three provisos on it. But a minute ago, I heard someone say that there are two left. So the only one I have on this email says the PMB directs BAI management and the LSB to prepare within 45 days a recommended contingency, blah, blah. That's it. That's the end of the email.
Can you pull with Brian or Serene Benito all of the provisos, the six provisos, you say you can see them?
I agree. I'm sorry, Adriana was speaking.
Yes, Adriana.
No, I'm asking exactly the same. I need exactly the same. I keep repeating that I have only the first three.
I at 10:05, 9:05 your time, I sent an email with... Okay. Three provisos in each category, three original ones and three crisis ones. So I don't understand.
Three crisis. So, okay, so then that would clarify. So this is the one I just read is the third crisis.
That's right.
Right, so the
so then that's the end
Brian.
Of it.
No. The question is for Brian. What is the one that he's referring to? Because you said two, Brian.
Well, the one we're on is the next to last on that list about cutting checks greater than $500, which we've now amended to $1,000.
Uh-huh.
And then the last is the contingency plan paragraph, which we haven't gotten to yet.
Got it.
I thought we just voted on the money amount.
We voted on the amendment. We have to re-vote. Once you pass it as an amendment, you have to re-vote it as the main list.
Sorry.
Okay. Next person we have to stack was Kim, then Carolyn on the main motion. Kim? Okay, Carolyn.
This is a, I don't know how, what to call this, parliamentary procedure because we're so late in the evening. I'm going to propose a motion for this open session on the elections, which are scheduled. And hope that the board will extend time enough to consider
point of order.
This motion.
Point of order.
I'm sending it to everyone now, and I hope you'll consider it. Thank you.
Doreen, what's your point of order?
We have an amendment on the floor. We're voting. What is that about? Well done.
But I'm trying to get some relevancy. Carolyn, was this related to the motion on the floor in terms of...
She didn't make a motion. She just notified us she's sending something out.
Let's go.
Okay.
Next, well, let's go on. We have no more persons on the stack, so we're going to vote on the main motion. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Is there objection?
What are we voting on?
The $1,000 limit.
No, we're voting on the main motion that included the $1,000 limit.
Oh.
Could somebody please read it
somebody,
as amended?
Brian, could you read your proviso as amended?
For the next 6 months, WBAI management shall require approval from either Pacifica's CFO or interim executive director prior to making any disbursement greater than $1,000 other than for rent, utilities, payroll, and other regular recurring expenses.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Is there objection?
Is there any objection to this motion? There's no objection. Motion passes. Next proviso.
Just one clarification.
Yes, Benito.
That Lawrence made an amendment earlier. No one objected to add ED along with IED.
I thought Brian read that. Was that in your... I thought, Brian, did you include that in that?
When I read it, I omitted that, but Benito's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So that correction noted. We go on to the next proviso.
The final proviso is as follows. The PNB directs WBAI management and LSB to prepare within 45 days a recommended contingency plan to the PNB in the event that the station's deficits cannot be stabilized.
Is there any discussion, is there any objection to this proviso? Second time, is there any objection to this proviso?
This is Kim. I'd like to be on the stack.
Yes, Kim.
And I'd like to make an amendment that the CFO provide financial data for this year, year to date, and last year. 2013, in order to, you cannot make this kind of evaluation without having financial data, and that includes the balance sheet and profit and loss.
Point of clarification or point of information.
First of all, let me get a, is there a second to this amendment?
I second.
Yes, Benito, what's your point?
Can you hear me?
Where does the motion end and the argument begin?
It's all right.
What?
Where does the motion end and the motivation or argument begin?
I assume she did an amendment and she also motivated it, so that saves us time.
Okay, so I'm unclear as to the motion. What is the motion?
Kim, could you summarize your motion?
It's not my motion.
You need to submit it in writing, your amendment.
Okay.
Submit it in writing.
Not a summary. State it. What it
yes,
is.
Just state what your amendment is and submit it in writing. Kim, could you
yes,
state what
your fine. What do you want from me? I mean, fine. I'm doing it.
Well, they want you to also state it while you're...
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that. Well, would you like me to read the motion again for which my amendment goes, Benito?
No, I just want the I want to hear the amendment.
The amendment is that will start as soon as the LSB gets complete financial data for FY 2013 and 2014 year to date, a profit and loss statement, and a balance sheet.
Now, did you mean the PNB or the LSB?
No, the LSB.
Oh, okay.
Because it says the PNB directs WBAI management and LSB to prepare.
Okay, that's the amendment. She's submitting that in writing. We had, is there any further discussion on that amendment? Is there any objection to that amendment?
This is Brian.
Mr. Tea, I want to see the motion in writing before deciding.
Yes, we're going to, before we take a vote, we'll get it in writing. Who else wanted to speak to this?
Brian.
Yes, Brian.
So I want WBAI to have as complete financial information as possible. I don't want the lack of complete financial information as possible to prevent or postpone WBAI planning for the situation that's confronting it. You know, hope for the best, plan for the worst is what we need to do. And we shouldn't delay talking about the what ifs.
Okay.
I mean, what this directive is doing is saying to the local folks at WBAI, if you can't stabilize your deficits, assume you can't stabilize your deficits, what then?
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
Nobody really knows what the deficits are. Nobody really knows any of these numbers. You cannot ask people to make these kinds of plans when they don't have real numbers. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why the whole PMB is just looking at the other way as to not having any financial information and wanting to do this without any financial information. It's stunning to me.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What? Yes, Adriana, what's your point of order?
I really object to this, keep discussing without sense. Everybody throw a motion. We don't have anything in writing. We keep adding. I mean, this is the way that we conduct business. We have a way to conduct business. If somebody make an amendment, send it in writing, and we talk about the amendment. It's not a big propaganda, but exactly what we are doing. We are trying to talk to the listeners. I mean, come on. Be serious. You want an amendment? Send the amendment. We talk about the amendment. And that's it.
That's right. We're not going to vote on it until you submit your amendment in writing.
It's already out there.
Yeah, but my point is not only that we don't vote. We waste our time discussing something that we don't even have in writing.
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack.
Ms. Castaneda should go back and listen to all the complaints for the other amendments that came through today. Okay, my amendment's out
there. That's out of order.
It's already out.
Out of order.
Yes.
Jose Luis for the stack.
Point of order.
Jose Luis for the stack.
I didn't hear. Someone said a point of order. Okay.
Yes, Serene, referring to Ms. Kaufman's statements with regard to the assistant secretary.
Okay. Okay, the next person I had a
point,
think,
point of information?
Yes, that is.
Where Kim says that she's posted this, but I don't really know under what heading. Do you have that heading?
Original and crisis provision.
Okay, I see that. Okay, there it is.
Okay, the next thing he had on the stack, I think, was it Jose Luis or Benito? Did you speak?
Right, I wanted to get on the stack.
We got Benito, then Jose Luis. Benito.
So I think that Brian raised a very cogent question to Ms. Kaufman's amendment here, and I'd like her to respond to it. What do you propose to do in the meantime, Kim?
Okay. Jose Luis.
Yes. So
I'd like to get an answer from the maker of the amendment.
Stop.
I want to clarify these constant statements that there's no financial statements. We have financial statements. If the director does not agree with them, that does not mean we don't have them. We have plenty of financial statements from WBAI. We had the general manager speak about QuickBook entries, and we have the finance director as well sending these numbers out to us. So we have financials for WBAI. They have stuff they can work with, both in QuickBooks and from the CFO.
Point of information?
Yes, Kim.
I've seen nothing from the CFO that shows expenses or a broken down of revenue by category. I haven't seen that. If Mr. Fuentes has it.
That's not a question. That's debate.
No, I'm asking point of information.
No.
If he asserts it's there, please send it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
We got your question, Kim. Now we're going to have to go to the vote on that amendment, Kim's amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I'm sorry. What is the amendment? I apologize.
Okay. Kim submitted in writing.
Yeah, I have it. Never mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edwards Peter.
No.
Jose Luis Sanders.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Abstain.
Margie Wilkinson.
No. Can I ask that somebody mute their phones? There's like a strange squeaky noise in the background. Thank you.
Rodrigo Aguilera. Rodrigo? Lydia Bresson?
Pass. I'm looking for a motion.
Kim Coffin? Kim?
This is on my amendment?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I vote yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Adriana Castaneda?
No.
Hank Lamb? George Ryder? Okay, there's someone who's providing an awful lot of feedback on this call. If you could pound one. If you're not speaking, please pound one. Richard Uzel. Carolyn Burden.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah. Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Green passes. Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
No.
Going back to the top. Rodrigo, I didn't hear you.
No.
Did you have that?
No.
Serene, this is Heather. I'm voting yes.
Okay. One moment.
And Serene, how do you vote?
I'm getting there. I was just making the note of the time of Heather's arrival. Thank you, Janet. Serene abstained. Jim Brown, I didn't hear you.
I said no.
Okay, thank you. One moment.
Chair, 4 minutes.
Four, 9-2. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting. The amendment failed. We'll now go to the main motion, the main proviso. Madam Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Brian Edwards Seeger.
Yes.
Now, this is with all, I'm sorry, this is proviso number 3, correct?
Yes.
Crisis proviso 3.
Yes. And you're welcome. And your vote was, I'm sorry. Brian, your vote was?
Yes. Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Lydia Breton?
Yes.
Kim Coffman?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Hank Lamb? George Ryder? Richard Uzel? Carolyn Burden?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
Abstain.
Serena abstains. Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Jim Brown said yes. I'm sorry, okay. I was muted.
No problem. Thank you, Jeff. Heather Gray.
Abstain.
One moment, please.
Chair, 2 minutes.
Nine, zero, five. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
Chair is not voting. Proviso passes. Now we have to vote on WBAI's budget with these provisos. Secretary, you want to call the roll?
Brian Edwards Krieger?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Abeta?
Yes.
Miguel Berton?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
What are we voting on?
The budget. The BAI.
I thought
budget.
We just voted on it.
We voted on the third proviso in the crisis section.
Right.
My God!
So what are we voting on now?
The budget with six provisos.
Oh, the budget with all the provisos. No, I'm going to vote no.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes, and 30 seconds.
Sorry, 1 minute. Adriana Castanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb, George Ryder, Richard Duzel, Carolyn Burden.
No.
Sorry, you got cut off there?
Burden votes no, yes, sorry.
Burden votes no. Coleman?
No.
Roberts abstains. Jim Brown. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Aye, aye.
Yes, yes, Jim, yes, Benito.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Abstain.
1 moment, please.
Janet Kay, I want to change mine to abstain.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard me, but we are at time.
Okay, we'll get the final.
Nine, 3, 3.
Okay, Chair is not voting. The budget with proviso passes. We're out of time. I don't know what the will of the body to go in closed session or to continue with the budget, but we are out of time.
Question, Brian.
Yes, Brian.
To the executive director and CFO, is there any business we need to conduct in executive session that will be mooted if we don't take it up before our next meeting?
Sorry, I was on mute. No.
From the CFO, no.
Serene, for the
staff. Mr. Chair, I don't see the point in moving into executive session at this point. We would have half an hour to debate the agenda for our executive session. Then we'd be forced to adjourn it. I recommend we extend this meeting until midnight Eastern.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Serene? Yes, Serene?
Lawrence Tusa?
But Brian made a motion to extend till midnight. Serene, did you have something to say?
I did want us to take up some minutes in executive session, but you're right. It will take that much time to argue about what we're doing, and there'll be no time to do anything.
Yeah, thank you. We are Carolyn. But this is not this is really not a debatable item. It's an extension of time to 12.
Well, I have a point of order, Chair.
Yes, Lawrence.
Carolyn, please.
We also budgeted time for the for a director's breach of executive session. Where are we going to put that? Is it going to carry over to the next executive session?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Carolyn, briefly, you had a point of...
Point of order.
I'm not sure.
Point of order. Yes. This motion is not debatable.
That's correct.
We get to vote on it. We don't get to talk about it. I'm sorry.
That's absolutely correct. We're going to have to go on the vote of extending to 12 o'clock. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? Oh, is there any objection?
What's the objection?
Was there any objection to extending to 12? Without objection, we're now extended to 12, and now we'll go back on the agenda to
Janet
the
Janet Carolyn Kay. Is on the stack, please.
I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Carolyn first, then we'll go to Janet Kay. Yes, Carolyn.
I'm sorry,
Carolyn, what is your... Were you making a point of information or a point of order?
This is a Finance Committee report. There's no motion pending until I introduce the next one.
But that's what I'm trying to determine. Are they making a point of information or a point of order? I wasn't clear.
If they're not doing that, and neither one of them said it, they don't get the floor. It's not their agenda item.
Oh, well, you all, if no, neither one was making a point of information or a point of order, then we'll go to the report. Okay, Brian.
The next budget is the national office budget. The committee recommended its approval without any provisos. And, again, this was attached to the report I sent out to the board on November 11th.
Jose Luis for the stack. Second, and Jose Luis for the stack.
Jose Luis for the stack. Anyone else for the stack? Okay, Jose Luis.
The national office budget, does it include the wages for an ED and for the audit?
Raul can correct me if I'm wrong. But it does have audit. The audit fees are coming in higher than budgeted. And the addition of temporary accountants, which the PNB has authorized, will also be on budgeted expenses. And I believe the ED salary is in this budget, although, to be frank, it's been a while since I've looked at it. Raul?
This is Kim. Please put me on the stage.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, they are budgeted, the ED salary, and the audit. We have provided about $70,000 of audit fees, and that's going beyond that amount. On the additional professionals that we're going to be employing on a temporary basis to complete the 2014 assist us in completing the 2014 schedules. We have a budget for the staffing at the national office, but we have not been able to hire anybody, so we have cut down the number of staff in the actual operations at the national office versus what was budgeted. So we intend to utilize that to pay for the additional help on a temporary basis, assuming that we will be receiving the central services as planned, and that should not pose a problem. However, we have not been able to get 100% of the central services. In addition, during the past, at least on 3 months, we have saved some money from the executive director's salaries that was not paid but budgeted. So that's where we're getting our managing our cash a little bit better. However, once we make a hire, then everything needs to be restructured. And to answer to your question, yes, there were budgets for those for the facility.
Okay, do we have a timer? Lawrence? For each person? Lawrence?
Yes, Lawrence. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm timing each person.
Okay, you're timing.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So I can't find the language for the National Office Budget. Could somebody send it to me?
Brian, could you send that out? Janet Kay can't find that language. The next person we had on the stack was Kim.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know who is getting hired, accounting staff in the national office. To say it was authorized, I don't know by who.
It was your motion, Kim.
No, Brian, my motion was to hire people at WBAI and PFW because that's where the complaints were coming from. My motion. And KPFK because those were the problems. Number one. Number two, was the NES in the budget and was all the $250,000 of election expenses in the budget? Well, all the quarter of a million wouldn't be all at national. So about 125 would be on national's budget for this election. I haven't reviewed it. I'm trying to do that now, but I want to know, was the NES in this budget? How about the these additional? I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it on the payroll list. So, I mean, I'm asking, but I'm not seeing
it. The NES is not an employee.
Could we now have a back and forth? Kim, have you finished? And then we'll let either Margie.
Well, I'd like to make it clear that, no, the NES is not on this list of payroll budget. And is the 125 of election. And who is the additional staff in the national office?
Okay. Margie, Raul, you all want to respond?
I'm sorry. This is Serene. Can I just answer the member's question about the motion?
Yes.
Okay. If you go to Pacifica.org and click on the tab on the left-hand side where it talks about executive session reports out. On December 3rd, the audit committee had a motion that Ms. Coffin then brought to the PNB December 3rd. And she brought it to the PNB on December 4th. And if you read that, you'll see that nowhere is there a mention of either KPFK or WBAI in terms of hiring staff. I've mentioned that to her before, but there it is for all of you.
Okay, well, that was the intention of the motion, and I made it very clear.
Kim, we're not going to have back and forth. We're going to have Margie and Raul respond to that point, and then we're going to have to move on. Margie or Raul?
Yes. First, just wanted to reiterate what Director Roberts just said. Director Kaufman was aware that there was discussion about the difficulties at BAI and PFW, but the intent of the audit committee and the recommendation that was passed on to the PNB was to secure additional professional to complete the audit in its entirety for 2014, not necessarily on just two stations, because that wouldn't help at all. And it was communicated to Ms. Kaufman over and over again, but she disagreed to what we understood. Nevertheless, the actual language does not say anything about specifics on PFW. If that was her intention, that was not communicated. Secondly, the accounting professional that we intend to hire have not been hired. We are gathering candidates for that position. And we are trying to accomplish the 2013 audit because if we put in new people to do other things, then we will divert our attention to those training and giving orientation to the new staff. And again, that's only for this temporary assignment. And did somebody say time?
No.
Okay, sorry. And the other question, I believe, was there was no, that she didn't see anything. If you look at the national office budget under lines 89 and under local board election expenses, 6595, there's a $37,000 expense for that, which was earmarked for the national election supervisor.
Okay. Next, who else was on the stack for the national office budget?
This is Kim.
I'm asking if there's anyone else for the stack. You've just spoken, Kim. Is there anyone else who want to speak to the national office budget? There's no other person who would go with a second round with Kim.
Yes, Kim.
I just want to make it clear that the audit
Kim
budget...
Kim has to speak.
I am speaking. Can I speak?
Kim has to speak.
Jim asked.
Who? Oh, I'm sorry.
Jim.
I didn't hear. Jim? Yeah. Jim? I didn't hear it.
Did you want to speak, Jim?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Okay,
no.
Then somebody has to speak. I'm sorry.
Okay, Kim.
The audit motion was made because we were repeatedly told we were not getting schedules from WBAI and WPFW, and KPFK had a different problem of having no books for this whole year. So whatever one thought that motion was to address, that was the problem it was to address. The fact that that's what we were being repeatedly told, why the audit was being delayed.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
Yes. Please, can we refrain from rewriting history? We are discussing something. We are not going back. The motion is there. The director has it in front of her. What's her own motion? Can we stop rewriting history? Or we have some members that have the right to have all the propaganda in the meantime that we wait? I don't want to be treated that way.
Okay.
I have the same rights as all the other directors. We are not rewriting history. This is not a propaganda meeting.
Okay. Kim, could you speak once again? Could you wrap up with your comments on the national budget? And we do have our timer who has been timing her where we are with that. Kim?
Well, I said what I had to say about the motion from the audit committee, which was to address the problems of the audit that we were being told. And I asked if the expenses for the election were in the budget, not just the NES, the rest of the expenses, which are probably about $125,000 based on previous years.
Okay. No further.
Adriana?
Yes, this Adriana. Is Brian. I can answer the latter question.
All right.
Yes. Brian, and then Adriana.
So the national office pays the national election supervisor. Stations pay for their local election supervisors, and then stations pay the cost of printing and mailing ballots on a station-by-station basis. And that's budgeted in each station's budget and in the national office budget.
How much? Excuse me, point of information.
Oh,
how much?
Well, Adriana has
$500 in the national office budget.
Is how much? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, it's $37,500, and it's on a line item in a document you've had in your possession for more than 2 months.
Okay, Adriana, next on the stack.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I call the question.
Okay, is there any objection to calling the question? Without objection, the question is called. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on the national office budget? Is there any objection to the national office budget?
Yes, there is. That election number is inadequate. Yes.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll?
Ryan Edwards, please.
Yes.
Mr. Louis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Kogan?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta? Lydia Burkhan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lauren Trey?
Yes.
Adriana Casanes? Can't hear you. Hank Lamb?
Yes. Yes.
Got you. Thank you. Hank Lamb? Greg Reiter, Ricky Giselle, Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman.
No.
Bernardo Coates, yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray?
Abstain.
Rodrigo, no, I didn't hear you.
Sorry, Carolyn, I was off for you. I was muted. I'm voting no.
Rodrigo, I didn't hear you. One moment, please. I have 10, 3, 1. Do you wish to vote, Chair?
Chair's not voting, but it's passed. Brian, next item on your report.
KPFK's budget. The National Finance Committee originally recommended three provisos and has further crisis management motions. The provisos are as follows. One, that the KPFK LSB approve the budget in its current form. Two, that the PNB direct KPFK management to complete a detailed forecast of phone service costs after it receives a bill from its December fund drive and submit a revised budget if necessary to meet those costs. Three, if KPFK's revenue exceeds projection, the PNB directs KPFK's management to fulfill the originally scheduled central services catch-up payments of $4,300 per month. On to the crisis management proposals. One, for the next 6 months, KPFK management shall require approval from either Pacifica's CFO or interim executive director prior to making any financial commitment or disbursement greater than $1,000, other than for rent, utilities, payroll, and other regular recurring expenses. And two, the PNB directs the interim executive director to direct management at KPFK to prepare within 30 days a plan for reducing expenses by at least $250,000 per year in order to bring KPFK's operating deficit under control.
Benito, point of information.
Yes, Benito, what's
your... Yeah, I don't see those crisis provisos in the agenda.
Janet K. Ditto.
Could someone send that information to the PNB?
Yeah, I'll give me a minute. I'll send it off.
Okay. To Jim Brown also.
Okay. Send it all to the PNB members, and we have Lawrence. Anyone else to the stack?
If I can motivate before we get to the stack, Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Yeah, right.
There's basically two big unknowns with KPFK's budget in the form that the Finance Committee approved it. The first, at the last minute, we became aware of the fact that KPFK was misbudgeting expenses for its answering calls during fund drive. Because we KPFK has a large number of shared programs with KPFA, and because they use KPFA's number during those programs for fundraising, a lot of KPFK's phone calls were being billed to KPFA, and KPFA was not passing the bills on. My understanding is that's since been billed back, and they should be able to project a budget off of that. So that's what the proviso regarding phone calls is. The second one, this is a concern that was raised over email by Kim, was that KPFK budgeted with a fulfillment rate of 90%, which it has not been able to achieve. It's on target to be closer to its historic average of 80%. That bears out in the income figures that we have. Even though KPFK is meeting its fund drive goals, it's getting less cash in. And that's the basis for a $250,000 reduction. That's how short KPFK will be if this continues. But all the proviso is asking for at this point is a plan, not an execution.
Okay.
Kim to the stack, please.
We got Lawrence and Kim. Lawrence.
Okay. So I'd like to submit to Brian putting ED or IED again. And in addition to that, I also would like to add and amend, I think it was proviso number two, that states that management should, within 6 months, come up with, I can't remember the exact wording, but I also like to include the KPFK LSB Finance Committee and the KPFK LSB as well.
Could you submit those amendments in writing? Is there any objection to those amendments?
Yes, this is Kim.
It's Brian. I'm not sure I understand them.
Yeah, neither do I.
And Janet Kay, I have a point of information.
So, Lawrence, you'd have to submit that in writing so we can get it clear what it is you're amending, and then Janet Kay, point of information.
Yeah, so Lawrence referred to something saying 6 months. I'm not sure where that comes in.
The only 6 months was asking for national office sign-off before KPFK cuts large checks.
Which proviso?
This is Serene. I just re-forwarded Brian's email from the 7th. The caption is Financial Crisis Management Motions from the NFC. WBAI is covered first, and then there are two for KPFK that follow. He just read the first.
Okay, so I'm going to have to withdraw because I'm using my internet asset to keep time, and I'm not in front of my laptop, so I'll withdraw.
Okay. Next person on the stack was Kim, and we have our timer.
Well, generally, it's appropriate to ask the NFC representative to also analyze this budget, and I'd like to know what Lydia thinks about this, and then I'd like to take the stack. But generally, the NFC rep is the one who should be speaking to KPFK's budget.
No, Kim, you're on the stack now, so if you have something to say, you should say it, and then we'll see if Lydia want to respond to your inquiry. So if you're on the stack now, you need to say what you have to say.
All right. This revenue was trumped up by about $500,000, as I said publicly before this was approved. That has not changed. The assumptions of what the what is to be raised is not sufficient. KPFK has no books for the whole year. We have no record of our expenses for 2013 or 2014 year to date. We cannot make any kind of plan as to how to cut expenses when the expenses are unknown. They are unknown to date. And this budget, the expenses are not correct because they were not made with the expenses to base them on correctly. So there are many problems of this budget. I am recommending do not approve this because it's way out of whack and it's completely incorrect and not based on any realistic revenue or expenses.
Brian to stack.
Lydia, Brian and then Lydia, did you want to respond?
I'm sorry, was I addressed personally? No. It wasn't on the stack.
Kim asked the question, what was your opinion about the budget, but we can put you on the stack.
This is Kim, point of order.
What's your point of order?
Well, just that it is generally form that the NFC rep speaks
to
the budget.
I'm sorry, that's not a point of order, but you've asked that question. If Lydia want to respond to it, you respond to it. Next person we have is Brian.
Yeah, you know, Kim's absolutely right that the bookkeeping at KPFK is the worst of the network. We're working with the worst data from there. And I'm thankful that our CFO has taken steps to correct that. In the meantime, I don't think that's a reason not to put some kind of budget in place. Our accounting staff can't generate actual versus budget year-to-date financial statements unless they have a board-approved budget to actually put into the accounting package. So the budget is unquestionably flawed. I called your attention to the ones we know about, but it is a reference point. KPFK is going to have to rebudget and adjust its plan based on what's actually happening. But it needs to start from somewhere. And what we need the board to do is flag the problems we know about and put this budget in point as a reference starting point.
Okay. Anyone else for the stat?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, okay. So there was a staffing change that was made early last year, and that I believe contributed enormously to the situation at KPFK. Certainly when the budget, even the discussion came before us the first time, or not that long ago, you know, the whole LSB was unanimous in saying this is inadequate, and that's an understatement. So I do think that it's deeply, that it's flawed. I mean, I think it's an improvement. Every budget that has been presented, every draft has been a slight improvement over the previous one, but now we do have a credible staffing staffer replacement that I think that will help enormously to get a clearer picture. I agree with Brian, and also at our last PMB meeting, I noticed a motion that I think will improve things across the network relative to the supervisory and hiring and discharging of business managers, because that has impeded the progress on the audit, and it was something that the audit committee was also very vocal about and felt that that was necessary, and I think KPFK suffered the most from the absence of such a motion. Thank you.
This is Kim.
Anybody else for the stack on the... Kim, you've already spoken. We're going to take someone else who hasn't spoken on the stack for the KPFK budget. Anyone else? Lawrence, you've spoken. Before we take a second round, anyone who hasn't spoken?
I call a question.
Okay. Serene has called a question. Is there any, I guess we'll have to go to, is there a second to call in a question?
Second.
Madam.
I want a point of personal privilege.
Well, we have to take a vote on a, that's not a debatable point, but what's your point of personal privilege, Kim?
Well, Lydia misrepresented the vote of the LSB, and I object to that.
Point of order, come on.
Passed on factional lines, and nobody objected to that budget on her side.
That wasn't the meeting I was referring to.
Can you call the roll on the question?
Are there any objections?
Point of information.
For the record, did object to that budget at the LSB. So
yes, Lawrence did. That's correct.
We're going to debate, but we're going to go. The question has been called. Is there objection to calling the question?
There. I'll come at 8.
Yes, yeah. Madam Secretary.
They will.
Brian.
Oh, good night.
Wait. Point of information.
What's your point of
We're ending debate. We're calling the question.
Oh, okay.
Tell me, your phone is incredibly faint.
Who's that?
Tony.
Okay.
Brian, I'm on secret.
Wait, and I want to ask Janet Coleman to mute her phone. I do want to hear all her sighs and whatever.
Brian Post, yes.
Thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Shame on the PNB for passing this budget.
Oh, please. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence, we're voting to call the question and debate. Can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay. Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
No.
Bryn Robert Schultz, yes. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray.
No.
Ms. Coughlin.
Yes, no, or abstain on calling the question.
I already voted, Toreen.
No, you voted on, you ranted. Would you like to vote?
Oh, I already voted, Toreen.
What is your vote?
My vote is no.
Okay.
This needs to stop.
Carolyn Burden. Carolyn Burden. I can't hear you. One moment, Mr. Chair. I have 11-3.
Okay, chair's not voting. We're closing debate. Now we'll go to the vote on the LA budget with proviso. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I'm sorry, point of order?
Yes.
That is the first of two provisos. Did I miss something?
Well, it's all one motion, Serene.
It's all together. He made a recommendation for us to vote on all of that along with the budget, and that's what's on the floor to be voted on. So,
clarification, point of information, Benita?
Yes. What's your point?
So this means three provisos plus the crisis provisos. Is that correct?
Brian?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian Edwards Tigert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Sorry?
He said yes.
Yes.
Thanks. Lydia Brazón.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Shame on you all for passing this thing. No.
Oh, come on!
Shame.
Lawrence Reyes, please stop that. Lawrence.
I abstain.
Adriana Castaneda.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
No.
Serena abstains. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Heather Gray.
No.
Janet Coburn.
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden, I didn't hear you. Are you there? Do you wish to speak? One moment.
Shame on the National Finance Committee. Passing a budget, you know the numbers.
I have
wrong.
8-3-3.
Chair, we have one budget remaining. It's WPFW. No provisos of any kind recommended by the Finance Committee.
Okay. Is there any objection to WPFW's budget?
Well, I'd like to hear somebody speak on it, number one. Number two, we're out of time.
I second it.
Well, it was put on the floor before the 10 o'clock went out, so...
Yeah, ma'am. We still got a minute.
We still had a minute, so it was put on the floor. So does Brian want to briefly motivate the budget of WPFW? Brian? Brian?
It's a budget that management eventually brought down to realistic income projections. And based on the year-to-date figures that Raul provided through November, on the revenue side at least, WPFW has been outperforming their budget and had no difficulty paying their bills so far this fiscal year.
Point of information?
Yes, Kim, what's your point of information?
Are all the moving costs in there?
Yes.
Kim, what's your point of information?
Are all the moving costs in there?
Yes, moving costs are budgeted in this budget.
Yes. Any further discussion on this budget?
We're out of time.
Benito.
We can't.
Lawrence, where are we with time?
We're
I think you're out of time.
Well, we were up a minute ago. So.
Okay. We'll go to the vote on the WPFW budget. Madam Secretary, can
I have a... Benito, to the floor.
Point of
parliamentary
inquiry.
What? Benito has the floor. What was your point of information, Benito?
No, it's not a point of information. I have a motion, an amendment, actually an amendment.
But we were, I'm afraid we've got the clock ran on that, though.
I have a point of
comment. Well, I was trying to wait to get a chance to speak.
Okay. Serene, what's your point of information? I mean, your parliamentary inquiry.
What are the magic words that would allow us to suspend Robert's rules and extend time to allow the member to speak with regard to his own budget?
It's not Robert's rules. It's a motion.
It's a motion to amend.
I'm sorry?
Motion to extend. It needs two-thirds.
I move to extend 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Madam, is there an objection to extending 10 minutes? Without objection, now we'll go to Benito. What was your... you had the floor?
Right. I just have a motion which I've already sent, which basically reads, move that with regard to the PFW budget, before any full-time permanent staff positions are eliminated or cut to part-time status, current contractors must be cut first. The same principle is to apply equally to all other station budgets. And furthermore, the PFW IGM is to provide to the PMB and the LSB a list of all current paid contractors and which of these she would propose to cut pursuant to this motion so as to stay within budget. Management at other stations are to do likewise. I'm not objecting to the budget in any kind of way. I just want to make sure that this other stuff happens.
Right.
If I can motivate. As of the way the budget is written now, there are two permanent full-time staff positions that would be eliminated at a time when we don't even know up to this moment who all the contractors are that were hired by the former IGM. And so it would seem to me that you need to cut these contractors before you cut full-time permanent staff, especially when, well, be they management or union.
I second the motion.
Okay, Brian, you had...
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I got your second.
Okay.
Brian, what was your... You had...
We're debating WPFW's budget. We can't set policy for all the other stations in the network based on an amendment to WPFW's budget. I mean, if that's going to be the language, it has to go in a separate place on the agenda.
This is Kim.
Okay,
Benito to the stack.
Benito, we've actually already voted on all the other budgets. You're trying to change the policy on those budgets.
Well, so I would just, if I may, I think Brian brings up a legitimate point. I could amend the motion to strike any reference to other budgets.
So great.
Is there any objection to that striking from that language or that amendment?
Yes, I object.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I'd like to move to postpone.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to postponing this amendment?
This is Brian.
Yes, Brian.
You can't postpone an amendment without postponing the motion it attaches to.
I'm moving to postpone the approval of the WPFW budget.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, is there a second?
Mark, you seconded.
Is there any objection to postponing?
None.
Okay. Without objection, the budget is postponed. And
good night.
I believe that's the last item that we have for today.
Good.
Okay.
Good night.
We will now be adjourned. Thank you all for your service.
Oh, I want to thank the outgoing directors for their service.
Oh, yes, we want to thank all the outgoing directors for their service.
Thank you all very much. See you
okay.
in another context. Bye.
Thank you all.
Bye.